catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Okay, guys.
Here we go, you two. Get ready to rumble.
Ooh, we're gonna
hook into an apocalypse watch. There's a couple of good stories, including a drone from Amazon, which flies around inside your house. Yes,
I'm not
you
sure
heard me
I'm
correctly.
Comfortable with that.
Well, wear a robe, Jane. That's all I'm saying.
I'll do my best.
Wear a robe. We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to do bad parenting.
Oh,
Jane,
I love this.
You always bring something to the table. Is there something that caught your eye?
It did. It's a dad filming his traumatized child on a scooter being attacked by a magpie.
This
the
is
dad's
as good
seriously
as it
laughing
gets.
Yeah, when it's happening, and I love it.
He wasn't rushing to help, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, fantastic. We've got a couple of cracking guests today. Denise Scott in the ladies department. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And,
awesome.
In the gents department, one Todd Sampson.
Well, we love having Todd on the show, you know.
Well, he's going to swear, you know that. He swears. Every time he comes on the show, he swears. We have to.
Has he done
him.
It more than once?
Yes.
He's done it twice.
Has he?
He'll be listening now going, oh, that's right, must remember to drop the magic.
Almost
the
as many times as you, John.
I was waiting for somebody to say that. Oops.
So there you go.
I'll
He's
try not
still
to do it.
Stressing his body right out in something called Body Hack.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You know my episode of Body Hack would be? Getting off the couch.
I was about to say that,
there's
too.
There's my hack. Well, take it easy, Mickey.
All right, I've got a bit of celebrity news, and gee, what a surprise. Meghan and Harry are going to appear in their own reality show. Oh, gee, you didn't pick that happening, did
Come
you?
On.
Much not. I did.
Thanks for the tip.
We'll do that.
We'll have some celebrity news. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wander through. Firstly, though, well done on having been paying attention last night. Funny as always.
Oh, that's good. It was
very
funny
good,
show.
Hamish Blake, as always.
I needed
a laugh too after watching the second part of the Lindy Chamberlain special. What a woman! What an incredible woman! I'm so impressed by her. Less impressed by the antics of Australians.
The judicial.
The 1988 celebrations of a nation were somewhat tempered by our own behaviour in regards to that woman. And we should try and get her on or someone on to talk about it.
I would love to speak with Lindy.
Should.
I really would. And
She's a really impressive woman.
Tonight, speaking of shows on tonight, it's the final episode of Wentworth. Final episode.
You're a Wentworth girl, aren't you?
Yeah,
I am. And look, I went into the office today, and for people at home, because of COVID lockdown,
like a royal
everything.
Visit.
Yeah,
it was. We've all been working from home, and I went in and picked up. There's a lot of stuff on my desk, and I'm going to get around to thanking everybody for all the stuff. But look, I've got the teal wind cheater that the chicks wear in Wentworth, and I can be like real badass.
Vinegative.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
a guard.
Are.
I'm not a guard. I'm a prisoner. I'm in because I murdered my radio co-host.
So you're like Lizzie Birdsworth.
I'm like Lizzie. Oh, well, not as old as Lizzie.
Beg your pardon.
Please, can't I be a hot, sexy, wenchy kind of you? One that all the girls are in love with? That's who I want to be.
And my character looks like I'm either a crooked screw or I'm just in for a conjugals.
And
according to our listeners.
And our listeners did suggest that you were called salt and vinegar chits.
Which is great. Or vinegar nuts.
That's it. So I'm going to take a photo. I've got the teal on. It looks so good. Actually, it's
Italian
really
flattering.
Good
it looks good on you.
It is a bit of colour. And behind me, this is what I also picked up. Did you know this? I've got it. Rob and I were sent a tea towel. You wouldn't have got one of these. From Daryl Braithwaite. It's a tea towel that is the 30th anniversary of the horses being released.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And
so
he's
celebrating the release of him doing a cover.
He's celebrating the release of it probably, thank you, Dave, being the most iconic song now sung at every big event
Hey,
and
he's in trouble
generations.
This year. He's in trouble this year.
Yeah, what's he going to do? Oh.
Well, because there's Cox Plate. And then it goes into the AFL Grand Final.
You're right.
That's
so
true.
So where do you same do, day. And is there still room for horses? Maybe they should put horses down this year.
Well, there's room for, no. There's room for horses at the Cox Plate because it's traditional for him to do it there.
And we'll
be happy with that.
And by the way, I think I get a little sus. Mate, they're there to see you. Stop putting the microphone out and getting the audience to sing. It's
they love
your
it.
Job. He has one job. Hey, Braithwaite, if you're listening.
Oh, okay.
You, Harold. You don't go.
Mr. Braithwaite.
Everybody.
To you.
Yes. And then you start clapping while they start doing your work for you.
Daryl, do whatever
along.
You like.
It's one
you're
song.
A, you're a national
you,
yeah,
everybody.
A national
and then they start
that's what they all
way.
Love. And they all the girls get on the shoulders of the guys. They're all smashed. They're having a good time. Everybody.
I don't know where you are, but you're not at the Cox Plate.
I'm desperate to go out.
You need to die.
Wants anything.
Dial
it down. I'm currently dressed as a prisoner from Wentworth.
Seeing your chill.
I am.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been watching, and it's not Wentworth and
Wee
Bear Bears. So have you heard of this? Have you heard of this show?
No, I haven't.
Unbelievable.
I'm done with all those
my
kids
boys,
shows.
Twin boys are 8, and it's their favourite show in the world.
Oh, wonderful.
We watch the movie together. We watch the episodes together. It's about, how good is this? It's about a polar bear, a grizzly bear, and a panda bear. And they all hang out. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Three of our favourite bears.
Three bears are all off on adventures. And they're fantastic.
How awesome.
They got me thinking, how about the bear? The bear has a special place in children's folklore, doesn't it?
I'm a Yogi,
Yogi Bear.
I'm a Yogi Bear man.
Dave, you're a Yogi Bear.
I love Hanna-Barbera cartoons,
Jane, you're a Humphrey man.
Yes, I am a Humphrey man because he wears no pants.
You really do need to get out. So there's you got your three bears, the Goldilocks, and
who's
the
yours?
Three and
oh,
the
yeah,
three
I love
bears.
Them. Do you like Papa Bear?
Oh, I like you.
Oh, no, you like Mama Bear.
I like
we better get the show on the road.
Anything that hibernates. If I could do anything in the
no
world.
No wonder you love bears.
I would hibernate.
Bears are the best, aren't they?
Imagine that. So you get to go berserk and really load up.
Carbo
load.
Yeah.
And then go to sleep for 5 months.
I hate to tell you, but you're pretty close now.
Not far off it.
All right, when we come back, it's Apocalypse Watch.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
With Todd Sampson, he's going to join us in about half an hour. And in the second hour, we always love her, Denise Scott, will be joining us on Kennedy Molloy.
Just
great
before
news.
We get to Apocalypse Watch, we've been racking our brains about bears as children's characters, how important they were. Alex, one of our callers, rang up. He couldn't put him to air. His line was no good. He said Gentle Ben, the bear. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah,
Gentle
I do.
Ben, yeah.
A ranger kept a bear as a pet.
I remember the ranger.
Blinky Bill, do you remember Blinky Bill?
Of course.
This is like a koala bear.
Yeah.
Was he in Snuggle Pot and Cuddle Pie?
I don't know whether he was from that universe.
The Magic
or not.
Pudding. Was he in the Magic Pudding?
It might have been.
Hey, I've got one.
I should know.
Fuzzy Bear.
Waka Waka.
Okay, Dave, do the Waka Waka again.
That's all
on
I've
this
got.
Show.
That's
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Ted. What about Ted?
Ted?
I made a movie about Ted, a childhood bear.
Have you Paddington Bear?
Do any 90s song with just vowels. I want to be
It's so much funnier because it comes from him. Paddington Bear.
Oh, Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
So, mate, the bears are everywhere.
And
so
Yogi Bear, as we were saying before.
We said Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
We said the three bears, the golden boots,
all the bears.
Yeah, so I think the bears feature more often in the child oeuvre than any other animal. If anyone else would like to contest that, Carissa's on the line.
Yeah.
Carissa.
I was just going to say the iconic Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly
Adams. So he was the ranger.
He was the ranger.
He was a spunky actor. Hang on, let me get to him. He wore a beard before anybody else did, before any baristas got onto it. yeah. The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams and That's the actor. Who played him? Dan Haggerty. Remember him?
No.
It was released in 1974 and he was like this really lovely hairy man.
Seriously, Jane.
Why? What's wrong with that? He looks like you a bit.
Knock you out.
What about Bear in the Big Blue House? That was a show that my kids watched
what?
About 10, 15
oh, yeah,
years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Hey, yeah,
Matt's
I
got
do.
One. Matt, what are you thinking of?
Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, Matt,
what,
who's
what, would you
what
like
bear?
To
I don't know if you remember them. The Hair Bear Bunch.
Of course.
It was the, the lion, the bear.
The Hair Bear Bunch?
And they used to ride around on the invisible bicycle.
Yeah.
In the zoo.
And crazy hair.
And the Hair Bear Bunch.
Yeah. That's right.
I love it. Hey, Matt, a slab of Brick Lane coming your way, big fella.
Oh,
good
happy
on
day.
You.
Well done, mate.
I've got a really good children's character, the Bundy Bear.
That's right.
The Bundy Bear's lovely. Was there a bear in the Banana Splits? Or am I really going off chops now? I don't think they had a bear in it.
They didn't have a bear.
Dogs. Yeah. They had elephants.
Did they?
I don't know.
Steve's on the line. Steve, what would you like to add?
Yeah, I next think, Mick, you'll be going with Fred Bear.
Fred Bear?
Oh, Fred Bear. Yes, Channel O
that's
he was on.
The one, but I want to go with Drop Bears. They're up around the Murray. You really have to go careful up there.
You've got to be careful. Yeah, I'm with you,
Steve.
Well,
makes me think of someone. Actually, let's go to Terry. Terry's got him, which crossed my mind too. G'day, Terry.
Hi, Jane.
Yeah, well, this is close to my heart. Which bear do you remember?
Shirty, the slightly aggressive bear.
How can we forget the funniest bear?
Shirty, our own Shirty. You turned out to be, as it turns out in the Late Show, Jane, was revealed as...
Russell Crowe. And he gets
playing.
Poor Russell, every time something comes up, he goes, I'm never going to live that down. People keep reminding him.
It was in his Romper Stomper era as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Which explained how aggressive.
I've got audio of Russell as Shirty the Aggressive Bear.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, have a listen.
Please.
And we'll be back tomorrow, boys and girls. Bye for now.
How's that,
James? That's fine, James.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do another one again. I'd like to do it again.
I'm running out of time.
I'd like to do it again.
One more time, okay?
Russell.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think he goes berserk.
What about the bear in there? There's a bear in there. The play school bear.
Oh, Big Ted.
That's
Big
true, Big Ted.
Ted.
Right.
Big Ted. Lee's got one. Lee, a childhood bear that everyone loved.
What about BJ and the bear?
BJ and the bear.
Oh, my God.
They were truckers, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
he's driving a truck with his bear beside him.
BJ and the bear.
It starred Greg Evigan, Eric Server, and Linda McCull. Wow. Again, 1978. It was... There was a chimp in that, though. So why was it called BJ and the Bear?
I think the bear was the chimp, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was
And a nod to all those circus bears, too, who ride tricycles and unicycles and wear hats with propellers
on top. Where did those lovely days go?
Oh, jeez. All right, we get the idea. We've gone too far. We'll come back and deliver you.
We've really gone full circle, but that's okay.
An apocalypse watch to remember.
Yep,
one
right
for the ages.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Put a pin in that last thought. Okay.
Here we
We're
go.
Just having a chat off air. Now, I'm going to give you something apocalyptic.
Fire away, Jane Kennedy.
I know that you love, particularly you love Berlin. You love Germany.
You love how
the Germans just don't care what rules. They just go, this is how we're going to do it.
No nanny state there.
When you lost a couple of world wars, you don't care anymore. You just go about your business. You live life. There's no woke. There's no nothing. Here's the rule in Germany. As long as you're not hurting anyone else, you can do what you like. Don't be a dick.
No rules. No changes. Or are there changes that you won't like? You are never going back to Berlin again. Do you know why?
Oh, God.
More than 40% of Germans are going vegan.
No.
Is there a dun, dun, dun?
That's not true.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No,
because
not.
That is in the land that is famous for it all. Pork knuckle. Love a good pork knuckle. Schnitzels and endless varieties of sausage.
A survey has just been
published that about 42% of them said they're deliberately reducing their consumption of meat.
They're not going vegan.
Yes,
they're reducing their meat intake.
They're called flexitarian.
No, listen to me. What? If you're going to do a story, you do it properly. Because
I'm reading it in front of me.
Hey, 40% of Germans are cutting down on meat. That doesn't explain, however, that they have a diet of 100% meat and pretzels as we speak.
It goes
meat, 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 pretzel, meat.
Meat.
Pickle, meat, 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 meat. Trust me, I've seen them order for breakfast. Yes. I'll just have the Berlin breakfast things. 50 sausages come out.
Can I add dumplings and bread in there too? They decided to go flexitarian, which means it's centred around plant food with the occasional piece of meat on the side.
Jane.
On the side. 12.7 said, I don't know what I do. I'd prefer not to say.
I'm telling you, the only vegetarian they're getting is the couscous their giant pig is sitting on as they eat it. A whole pig. I saw a German eat a whole pig. It wasn't suckling.
All right.
It was a giant pig sitting on a bed of couscous.
Next time you're allowed to travel, which will be in about 2027, and you go to Berlin, you'll struggle to get a juicy burger.
Jane, you are. You'll struggle. Make you eat my friend, your words. You That's want. All you'll be eating. No meat, your words.
Yeah, well.
Could I bring up a story that's piqued my interest? And someone I'll be making contact with.
All right, what's the headline?
This naked cleaner who says she's getting up to $172 an hour for a fully naked cleaning service.
Mm.
Okay. So what she does, she comes in and she does the vacuuming, dusting, wiping of surfaces.
Well, that's a big job at your house.
Yeah, I'll raise my feet while she wipes the coffee table in the nutty.
Wow. Oh my God! How embarrassing!
I have to say, since the advent of COVID-19, obviously I'm a cleaner down because my mum's of an elderly age and should not be in my house. So she's got to isolate. So there's a break in the wind for a new cleaner.
Spray and wipe?
let's be honest. The bubble buddy has yet to be decided.
All right. This could be a bubble buddy?
This could be rolled into one with a bit of nude house cleaning.
But there's standards, like she'll wear a mask and gloves and keep 2 metres safe distance.
I would expect nothing less and nothing more.
Right.
People very keep 2 metres safe distance from you anyway.
And I pay her by slipping it down her mask. There's a little tweety down the mask.
What happens when she has to get nooks and crannies and she has to bend over?
Am I allowed to be nude?
I would not have thought so. I don't think that's the rules. Gosh, isn't that lovely?
That's a good service. Hey, here's for you. Honest, let's take it down a serious note for a second.
All right, let's be
serious. I told
you
about this, and I make of this what you will. CNN, I'm reading from the CNN website.
All right.
The Amazon-owned security business have introduced a flying camera, a drone, that flies inside your house.
Why?
Making sure it's protecting everything. So instead of putting cameras in all your rooms now, you allow Amazon to fly a drone
and check out
inside your house for home security.
You mean that in quotation marks, surely.
So are you up for that? Are you signing on for that? It's a $350 drone.
Yeah.
It's the Ring Always Home Cam, and it just buzzes around the house.
So if you're out... It flies around your house and checks out every room.
Well, it could do it while you're home too, if you want, if you're worried about people breaking in.
Dirty catch to this?
It's got to be something.
Well, it's recording every single thing you're doing.
Of course it is. Yeah.
What you've got on the telly, how many cups you've used over dinner, what's
in
your garbage.
When you run out of items.
What's your garbage
toilet
bin.
Toilet paper.
Yep.
You're in the shower. You just hear a buzzing. What's that? Get out of it!
You can take your dirty Amazon drone out of my house. Don't want it.
So now instead of just listening to you like Alexa,
that's right.
Now it's actually got eyes in your house.
Yep.
So
people
can go
don't
around
be stupid.
And
Do
report back
this.
To boss. Mm. Oh, they need a new lounge suite. His lounge suite looks a bit done.
I heard them talking about it.
Hang on, I've seen him put out his hard rubbish, his bar stools. He needs new bar stools. Next thing you know, you'll be getting it. Yeah. Amazon.
How can this be legal? I'm sorry. How can this be?
Well, you're allowing him to do it.
Yeah.
You're paying it. You're paying them to do an inventory of your house and then bombard you with ads. Well done.
Yeah.
People, don't be suckers. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Now, you've got a quick
take a turn.
Can you take a turn now?
Yeah, I am.
Yep.
This is because I'd like to get on to bad parenting. Give us a call because we love this segment. Yes. A video has just been released. It's gone viral today and it's of a dad. And you know it's magpie swooping season. A dad has filmed his traumatized son, who looks about 5 or 6 to me on a scooter, absolutely being hammered by a magpie. Now, you would have thought the dad would not have this vision because he would have rushed to the child's aid. No. Let's have a listen to the screams of a traumatized child.
It's funny. You need to point out that child's going downhill. He's going downhill on a scooter and he's going quite a pace and it is being seriously harassed by
magpie's filthy. Yeah.
He says, he's captioned this, he's the one that put it out and it's gone viral. Australia's beautiful, but our native birds are killers. They'll eat your kids alive. Beware, he says.
That is bad parenting.
It is. Have you got an example of being a bad parent? I'm sure you have. Give us a call. 133353.
Take your calls right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What kind of mother am I?
I'm up for a father you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
This is a bad parenting segment, which we love. And the example that I used before is the fact that a dad filmed his son being swooped by a magpie. Right. The child's very traumatized. Here's the audio of it.
Poor kid.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's good parenting. It's outdoors. The kid's getting some exercise.
And he's got a helmet on, by the way, too. Yes. I just thought I'd make that clear in that audio.
I think my favourite swooping videos are those from bike riders who've got the camera on themselves. So you can actually see the looming attack from the magpie in the background.
But and
you can
so see the clever.
You can see a close-up of the look of fear on their faces as they anticipate the swoop. It really is. Matt's on the line. Matt, what do you got to add to this debate?
Hello, guys. Good hearing from you. Is it an Australian rite of passage to be swooped by a magpie?
Oh, I think you're correct, Matt.
Do you know what? You should be swooped by a magpie at a naturalisation ceremony. and the Australian ceremony, they should release the magpies. You should get swooped. And
Nikki,
you should have an
empty ice cream container on your head with the eyes painted on the top get your degree, get your aficionado. Yeah.
Matt, a slab of Brick Lane coming your way, mate. The draft, chip to Dan Murphy's. There you go.
I tell Nikki, we've got a lot of bad parents. Let's go straight to the calls, don't you think?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Mark in Queensland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jane, how are you, Dale?
Yeah, good. Are you the bad parent, Mark?
I like this. Yeah, I guess I'm convicted here.
What'd you do?
Talk to me.
Well, my partner and I went camping one day, and where we went camping, we're very remote, and we're the type of campers, we're not bloody glampers, we don't get all the hotted up bloody vans.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Authentic. Yeah.
Your Queensland camper.
No, we just love our outdoor cooking and our, like, tents and, like, all the good stuff and the bushwalks. So well, the last year in May, when it started to get cooler in Queensland,
A lot of background to the story.
But anyway, we went to this campsite, and the best part about it is no one there.
Sure.
So all on her own. Anyway, we got two little kids. One at the time she was 2, and the other one was about just over 12 months. So they're in the car, so we thought, well, we'll set everything up. Okay, we'll keep them strapped in because if they're out, then it's going to go all over the shop. So, yeah. Anyway, we're from a little country town, right? So we have to.
Mark, we're going to have to go to an ad break in the middle of your story, mate.
What happened?
Five other callers racked up.
Just tell her push the shoulder, right? Eh?
Okay.
Anyway, in little country towns, as you know, some of us have a tendency of leaving the keys in the car, you know.
Okay.
And,
we get it now.
Anyway, so what's happened is my partner said, listen, you get the fire started, I'll get the tent going.
We don't want to hear about that. We want to hear what happened to the kids quick.
No, that's what happened. Anyway, so what happened, like the door blew shut and next thing you know...
Well, you're both outside the car.
You locked the kids in the car.
Yes, we locked the kids in the car.
Oh my God.
Did you break the window?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. See, like, we're trying to break the window, but we couldn't do it because they're jumping around thinking we're playing a game. Anyway, so what happened was that, we had to try and sneak the little one into the corner, whereas one was still strapped in because the one that got out was a bit of a Houdini, right? So while they're jumping around thinking it's a great time, I'm jumping around outside my hair out, pulling my hair out, and I'm trying
to grab
things.
How'd you smash it? What'd you use to smash the window?
Don't stop.
Well, in the end, it wasn't a case of Brick Lane, that's for sure. But anyway,
trust me, it won't be a case of
Brick Lane. Give me a Brick Lane, and we've got to get to other callers. But we'll
you know,
the
slam of Brick Lane. Well done.
The draft on its way. Thank you, Mark. Great
story. Oh my God, I'm exhausted.
Hey, I want to go to our other Mark.
Yeah.
If we can. Mark, what did you do, buddy? Bad parenting?
Yeah, look, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, look, I thought I'd show my daughter the importance of why you needed a license. So on her first lesson that I took her for a drive, I took her through the bottle shop so I could pick up a couple of cartons of beer.
Mark,
well, isn't that what you learn a driver's for?
So she's gone into the bottle-o with the L plates on?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was in the country, believe it or not. And it was a really narrow brick of a one in a station wagon.
Bad parenting, A+.
I don't care. You're doing the right thing. You know what you do? You're killing two birds with one stone and providing a viable education for your daughter and
brilliant.
A little something for dad while he's out and about. Well done. Right.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark.
Well done.
Let's go to Ian, shall we? Hey, Ian, how are you going?
Really good, thank you.
Are you the bad parent?
I was the bad parent, yes.
What'd you do?
Well, my wife and I and my 12-year-old son were coming back from Cape York and got on a remote stretch of the road, decided I needed to go for a pee break.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped out of the car, picked a good spot, walked around the back of the car. my son was sitting in the back seat. He got out and he's a bit shy, so we're having a wee out the front of the car.
Yeah. Good for you.
So, it's a good thing, you know. Anyway, so I climbed back in the car after getting a couple of beers out of the fridge in the back for the long trip ahead.
Important.
So we're heading down the road and about 15, 20 k's down the road, people are starting to flash lights at me or whatever. And I get on the radio and I said, "What's the story, mate?" He said, "Apparently you lost something out of your car."
Yeah.
So I pulled over.
Yeah.
Checked the roof rack, make sure everything was good there. So turned around, went back to where the guy flashed his lights. I said, "Are you guys looking to see if anything's on the side of the road?"
Yeah.
My wife turns around in the back seat and says, "Hey, Nick, you're up. Look, no, Nick.
No child.
No child. No child on the side of the road." What is wrong with you, Ian?
Oh, my God.
Good story. Hey, we've got time for one. Oh, no, my favourite's dropped out.
Will we take a break and come back to this?
We'll take a break and come back.
All right. Obviously, we have a country of bad parents who we love. And we love hearing this.
A couple of boys from the outback who like telling a story, too.
Yeah. They do, but I'm up for it.
All right. Well, we'll try and get our calls back. And then we've got Todd Sampson to join us as well. Yeah, it's Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's the most controversial episode ever. Samson gets possessed by the power of voodoo.
I'm trying to come to grips with what just happened.
The controversial body hack finale.
Well, he's on the line now. Who knows where in the world this guy's calling us from? It could be from deep in the Amazon, inside an Incan tomb, coming down the upper regions of the Nile.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, Todd Samson. Where in the world are you?
Can you hear us?
No.
Now Bondi Beach seems so boring. Oh, yes.
You're in Bondi Beach.
You what? Oh, what is this?
That's exotic to us in Victoria lockdown. Yeah, we'll take
Oh, well, that's going to be an interesting episode of Body Hack today. I swim amongst the sewage on Bondi Beach.
Sewage on Bondi Beach.
Now, congratulations on another series. We've got you just in time for the last episode.
Yeah.
You heard it there. I need to know, are you speaking in tongues? Are you you totally possessed? Do you? What's your memory of being under the influence of voodoo?
I have to say it was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life. I'm a non-religious person, so I went there with plenty of skepticism.
Yes. Sure.
And when I got there, first thing is I found lots of beauty and their faith was really interesting.
Where were you?
Benin, West Africa.
Yeah, okay, cool.
First I was impressed by their structure and what they believed in, and I found it really interesting. But then they got me to ingest some things. I don't know what some of it was. At one stage it was like 100% alcohol, which I could have gone blind from.
Tell me you didn't lick a frog.
And then without giving too much away, I'm on my knees, naked, with a towel wrapped around me, while they killed six animals above my head and led them over my body to baptize.
Todd, that's Friday night at my house.
And I was going to say, that's right, Hypnol. Someone has given you rowies in West Africa.
You know the best part? You know about the tale of two sides, right? I'm enjoying this experience. It's really warm. My eyes are closed. I'm feeling kind of really moved by it all. Mm. And then it was almost over, and I opened my eyes, and what I saw was the horrific, damaged look on my crew's face. I just had to go through this for the last 40 minutes.
What? What are you talking about? This is insane.
I saw that after my last nude scene. Todd, when's enough enough? Are you putting your cue back in the rack? Are you going, okay, do you come out of something like that and go, I think we've pushed this as far
but
as
But you know
can.
What, Nick? We are just exploring their normal lives. It's just extraordinary to us, but it's normal to them.
Yeah.
We had another experience. So there's only three.
Sure.
This is the last episode.
And
it's my favorite episode. But there was originally going to be four. But we were in Rio when COVID broke. In fact, I was walking around a favela, which are the kind of slums of Rio, with a reformed axe murderer who used to carry an axe around the favela with force. And by the end of it, they thought we, as white people, were too much of a risk because of COVID. We were too dangerous to be in the favela.
Can I just say that's extraordinary?
Can I
say this?
When you say
reformed, Max Herder, I generally find in Brazil they're just between drinks. It's not.
It's just
between gigs. Did you know? I went into the favela in Rio and met a guy called Rocky who used to carry all the fridges in the favelas. Now, this is for the World Cup, and I went to the stadium in Curitiba and made him carry me up to my seat, which was on the fourth level.
That's true, Todd.
He's reformed as in he did 22 years in prison.
Right.
Wow. Hey, Todd,
found God, not a voodoo God, not a
real God. Todd, this episode, which airs tonight, generally your show was airing at 7:30 p.m. It's so intense, it had to be rated MA, and it's moved to 8:30 p.m. Is that correct?
That is correct. But I will say, I just want to caveat that move.
It
is a family show.
Yeah.
I highly recommend if you're home with kids, if you want a school holiday activity, put your kids in front of the TV for this one.
Sure. Okay.
Speaking of bad parenting.
You know it. It's not graphic for the sense of being graphic. The show is meant for the culture.
It's an educational experience. Todd, now that they come, can you just go home and spend some time with your family? Are you that unhappy at home that you can't sit there with your wonderful wife and your kids and just go, I'm happy to be home?
You were supposed to film more episodes, weren't you? And you had to come back because of COVID.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, my wife said that is one of the unfortunate side effects of COVID.
And Todd, I want to say we are a fan of your show and your work in general. And Gruen is coming back, of course, very soon. We should mention that as well. But we talk about family friendly, and this show is. And I'd just like to thank you for not swearing on today's program, because you would be aware for the last two times you've appeared on our show, you have dropped the magic.
Mick, I am trying not to do that. So I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, okay. We, as we do with Todd every time.
He lives on the edge of this, man. Yeah. Is this going to go to where this part?
I'm going to cover you in animal blood next time I see you.
The finale of Body Hack is tonight at the new time of 8:30 p.m. tonight with the outrageous Mr. Todd Sampson. God bless you, Todd.
On you, Todd.
Let me go back into delay now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, Friday on this show, Jane Kennedy, John Bon Jovi.
Oh my God. New best friend, John Bon Jovi.
How can you even say that, Dave, without...
I feel a bit
It's not
dirty.
Through gritted teeth.
No, no.
She has cut your lunch with John Bon
Jovi. My thing. Yeah.
Three interviews in a row.
But you cannot hog John Bon Jovi. That's just pathetic.
Jane.
Give me a little bit of a break.
I've known you for a long
break.
Time, but I think that's the most mercenary thing I've ever seen.
Oh, well,
that
so
way.
Good.
A bit wounded by
I'm very comfortable with
Are you
it.
Okay, Dave? Are you
oh,
okay?
I'm flustered because I had to dump again. Todd Sampson.
Sampson is a menace.
He's got form,
Todd
hasn't
Sampson.
He? He does it because he knows I can dump him. So we're in 10-second delay. It's called profanity delay. So if someone says something
really?
Wrong, yeah, we can hit
like
the
me
dump.
Like me, mostly.
Like you've been dumped. I do have the audio that's been beeped, though. This is what didn't go to
this
air.
This is what didn't go to
if
air.
If you wanted to hear it, here he is.
You would be aware for the last two times you've appeared on our show... you have dropped the magic.
No, Mick, I am trying not to do that. So I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
As we do with Todd every other time.
He lives on the edge of this, man.
Come on, Todd.
It obviously says that West Africans got him somehow. I wish he'd never come back from the depths of those.
And I'm going to say he's not going to get a radio gig anytime soon.
No way.
Body Hack tonight. What do you say? Move to a later time.
It's 8:30 on Channel 10 instead of 7:30 because it's MA because some West African people drug him.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly drug him. And he has an out-of-body experience.
Four new bear suggestions, Jane
Kennedy. He's just tweeted, by the way. I effing love you guys. So thank you.
We effing love you. Thank you very much, Todd. Yes, you know, we were talking about before, how did the bear, whole bear
we
thing
We feel
come
bears
up
are over are the most represented in child literature and
in
child
animation.
And
we bear bears,
the bear's
and the, boys.
The animal that features the
we
most.
We love them. We love them.
Most childlike.
Okay, so Mika suggested Baloo from The Jungle Book. That's a big bear. That's
good
cute.
Bear.
We've already done the big ones, by the way.
We have. So please don't text us now. Mark said the movie Grizzly, which scared him as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the movie The Bear? The bear itself, where there's a bear that gets inches away from a guy's face.
Oh, well, that sounds scary. Mm. Hey, Colin's got one of your favourites, Wang Wang the Panda.
Wang Wang. Yeah, he's a favourite with the kids.
And Chris has a lovely one, which is very English, Rupert Bear.
Rupert the Bear. Yeah.
Is that Rupert the Bear. Paddington's?
The English love their bears.
I love it. They do love their bears. Very lovely.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Now, let's bring on a big bear, a big cuddly bear.
Oh, thank you,
Jane.
Yeah, from St. Louis. Let's go to the Song Whisperer.
With Jane,
you're a big cuddly bear.
Thank you, Jane. And you mentioned bear. Rupert was the name of Stewie from Family Guy's bear.
That's right. Was too.
Reginald is a koala on American Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yorick the Iron Bear is in The Golden Compass. Lotso Huggin Bear is in Toy Story.
Wow.
And
yes.
Then, of course, the bear and the revenant.
That's the best bear of all time.
That's not for kids.
Kids love that bear.
That is not for kids.
There's a family movie maybe Lee, you don't want to show your boys.
No, that's right. Lee called up and he mentioned BJ and the bear. Here's the thing.
Down to Dallas, my wings provide my palace. Off to New Orleans or who knows where.
We might add that BJ and the bear, but the bear was actually a chimpanzee.
My brother's favorite show on TV when we were kids.
Good Lord.
I know.
That's crazy.
Not a lot to do in Arizona.
I know.
All right, what's the song today, please?
All right. A man is expressing his affection for a friend. It's a pre-text message, pre-sliding into your DMs, pre-swiping right booty call. Here's the gist. You want me, you can have me. Just come over. Don't worry about what your dopey mates say about me or you or us. Just swing past when you're in the mood. You can count on me. You can also do a series of mundane tasks that involves conversation, cobblery, and a little yard work.
What?
Okay.
Don't you want to have a go? I've got one.
What do you got?
I just called to say I love you.
Oh.
Lionel Richie.
Stevie Wonder.
To say... Yeah?
It's not Lionel Richie. Stevie
Isn't it
Wonder.
Lionel Richie?
Mm. Oh, is it Stevie Wonder?
My mistake, it's Stevie Wonder.
That's okay. I would like to suggest Let's Stay Together by Al Green, if we've got that.
Oh, I'm pregnant.
Let's stay together. This is a good song. This is
great
a good song.
Not correct.
That's boudoir music, isn't it?
Oh.
That's
Thank
boudoir
you. That's my
music.
Boudoir music.
What about this one? We said, you can count on me.
You can count on
There's
me.
There's cowbell in this.
There is.
That's good cowbell.
Yeah. It is not Lean On Me.
You get the idea, people. 1-3-3-5-3. It's...
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in this hour, the delightful Denise Scott joins
awesome.
Us live on the big program.
Hooray.
Cannot wait.
Love her.
Hooray. I can't wait for that. I have an entertainment report, if I get to it, because we've got a lot on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's
give us
just
an example.
Say,
what might be in there? Yeah. What would be?
Eddie McGuire has been seen with some vodka cruisers.
What the hell?
No, that's not a good
in
sign.
In Queensland. I don't know what. He would never drink those
vodka
in a million
cruises.
Years.
The...
He would never
cruises,
drink those.
If he's on the cruises.
I think that's just
one word, bender.
Is he adapting to a Queensland lifestyle?
I've seen,
normally
I've seen
he'd
this.
Be on Grange.
I have seen this.
He'd be
this
on the Grange.
Yep. Absolutely. They'll go bonkers up there.
All right.
Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but let's start at the top with this guy here.
The song.
All right, Jay
okay.
Mondo, how about that synopsis again, please?
You bet. A man is expressing his affection for a friend. It's a pre-text message, pre-sliding into your DMs, pre-swiping right, booty call. Here's the gist. You want me? You can have me. Just come over. Don't worry about what your dopey mates say about me or you or us. Just swing past when you're in the mood. You can count on me. You can also do a series of mundane tasks that involve conversation, cobblery, and a little yard work.
Rooting in the back of the ute. It's got to be. It's got to be.
Some yard work and rooting in the back of the ute. Not correct.
Oh, mate, that's a booty call. Fair off.
Sure.
It is the term cobblery that's thrown me.
Are we good to go, Jane? Yeah. Why don't we have a go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Chris. Chris,
Hello,
what
hi,
are you
Chris.
Thinking?
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
What's your song, buddy?
If You Want My Love. By
Great song.
That's a good
what
sing-along
an epic
song.
Ballad.
Yeah,
amazing.
What a great band.
Yeah, I hope
great
it's a
song.
I saw them live. I saw them live at the Pier Hotel in Frankston.
How amazing!
Wow.
Yes, it was awesome. I must say, they had to play that twice and Dream Police twice. Because there's not a lot else.
Yeah.
But no one cared. It was fun.
No,
it is not Cheap Trick.
No.
Oh, sorry, Chris, but thank you for the call and thanks for listening to Kennedy Malloy. Let's go to Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. You've been having a bit of a think about this. What song do you think the Song Whisperer suggested today?
I thought it was Call Me Out by Paul Simon.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
There's shoes involved in this, isn't there?
There's all sorts of
I've never seen this as a booty call song. Have I missed a meeting or?
Great song. Video clip with Chevy Chase, but it's not Paul Simon.
It's not Paul Simon.
It's not.
No,
thank you, Teresa. But
Teresa,
that's a good
that
suggestion.
Was a stab in the dark. It was.
No,
I'm not going to say a waste of our time. But you...
Any guess is a good guess. Thank you for calling, Teresa.
Half of us said that. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go to Paul. G'day, Paul.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Now, this is on the theme of a booty call. Your suggestion is?
And it's pre-text era as well.
Yeah.
Call Me by Blondie.
Cool.
Now, this is a tune.
This is a big tune.
Man, you know my feelings
use,
on Blondie.
Use a phone. Oh, I know your feelings on Blondie. I'll fight you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
See
will.
You there.
Not Blondie, unfortunately.
Oh, good Lord.
I know.
Why not?
This is tough.
What's
song
wrong with
whisperer?
You, Song Whisperer? Why couldn't
You're
it
being
be
too cryptic today. Yeah. Let's go to Patrick. G'day, Patrick.
Better be good.
Yeah, hi, Patrick. This is a song that's sort of got a bit of booty call in it, and it wants me to call you. You want to be in my, you can count on me. You're in my DMs. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm going with Rod Stewart, Tonight.
Good call.
this your boudoir song, Mick?
It is, and my karaoke song.
Is it?
I often sing it in the boudoir.
Oh my
it's like
God.
A film clip.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Another
can I say
song.
This? He's coming out to Australia. We're all going to see him.
I cannot wait.
That's going
I'm
to be
bring
our
my
first post-COVID.
One of the greats.
My mum's favourite artist. We'll bring her on.
I'll take your mum.
Thank you. You take Jilly. Hey, Patrick, let's find out whether it's correct.
Not correct.
Dang it.
This better be good today, Song Whisperer. You've said no to Blondie. You've said no to Rod Stewart. You said no to Paul Simon
songs.
And Cheap
no
Trick.
No to Cheap Trick. This is some heavy hitters.
What are you sitting on?
It's heavy duty.
Do we get to...
No, let's go with Scott.
Hello, Scott. How are you going?
Hi,
Scott.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You've heard the clues. What do you think the song is?
I think it's We Can Get Together by Ice House.
I don't have that one. I've got the one by Flowers.
Yeah, that one.
I think that's what he means.
No, that's a technicality. He can't have that.
Well, rubbish.
No,
I can't stand technicality rules.
If this is it... He's
not looked it up
it.
To check, and the internet said Ice House.
I wouldn't get you down. You can count on me. You can buckle my shoes. That's a little bit of cobblery. You can pick up my sticks, a little bit of yard work. You can knock on my door, which
pick
is the booty call. Just come around whenever you like it. It's correct.
Hang on. Is it Ice House or is it Flowers?
Well, Dange and I were talking about this. In the break.
It was Flowers, then I'm sorry, Scott.
Oh, you can't not.
Oh, my God.
Don't be this person.
In fact, I'll see
you. Because there's somebody who has got it. Somebody who says it.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm staying out of this.
Scott, stay on the line, by the way.
Stay on the line.
Did you want to go to Chris?
Chris, I do. Chris, what's your guess?
Yeah.
What's your guess?
I was the one that said the Flowers. We can get together.
Well.
And?
Chris is correct. Of course it's
Chris
Flowers.
Is correct. Let's go back to Scott.
Come on.
Hey, Scott, it's gone off. Chris has got it.
Hey,
and by the way, Scott, what are you doing on the internet to win the Song Whisperer?
Well, I knew the song, but I wasn't sure if it was Flowers or Ice House. I looked it up.
So you've actually looked it up and you've gone Ice House.
And they're saying it's Ice House.
I tell you what, you both get half a slab of Brick Lane. You both have a slab of Brick Lane.
Slab of Brick
Give
Lane
them a
each.
Slab
the draft,
each.
Which is available at Dan Murphy's, and we'll get Flowers
All
now
right.
with We Can
Let's
Get Together.
This is Flowers.
Well you got it. And Denise Scott is going to join us right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And I say this all the time. She's a friend of the show, but she's one of our favourites, of course. It's Denise Scott joining us right now.
Hello, favorites, lovely Denise.
Favorites is a bit strong.
Oh, she is.
She's
we
the best. She's our favourite daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how I see it. Oh, are you still there, Denise?
Oh, I didn't even know. I just vagued off.
Well, okay, that's
you
fair enough.
You had a senior
enough.
Moment is what you did, didn't you? You had a senior moment.
No, I missed my introduction. What were you saying about me?
Mick was talking you up.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
How are you? What's news in your world?
Well, there's never news, so I thank you for continuously asking in the hope that there might be something have happened. But, of course, Melbourne-based.
You're in good
based.
Health and everything, yeah.
You're Melbourne-based and you're in lockdown, and I think I might relate something to you, and it's to do with bras.
Oh, let's talk bras.
Let's
Mick,
go for you're, it.
You can join in, clearly.
Yes, Mick can. Denise, this is something that is very common with all my girlfriends and everybody at the moment who's been in lockdown for a long time.
Yes, so... You're not wearing, no one's coming to the house. And certainly in our case, it's just me and my partner, John. So I've, fine, you're not wearing a bra. But what I've found I'm doing, which isn't easy because, my bra's a big one. I'm not bragging.
You feel the package.
Yours is an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, shut up. It's a very sexy bit of work. But no, it's huge. And but I've started taking it off wherever. Yeah. I don't care. We're in the middle of having dinner. I just stand up, take off my bra, hurl it. Don't care.
Wow.
Watching TV on the couch, take off my bra. But this is the thing. I then have to go and find it. And this is true story.
Where have you found your bra that's unusual?
Well, this is the thing. I found it in the garden.
What the hell?
Because under a rose bush that I'd been pruning. Clearly, I'd just gone, stuff it, the bra's coming off. I will prune braless.
Prune sans bra.
Could I intervene at this point and good on you for being able to whip it off like that, because if there's anything you can do in the design department to help a man out, it's like trying to safe crack sometimes, you know, and half the time it's dark and there's no lights and you're fumbling around trying to unlock the key and you go, what happened? Hello, Velcro. Is there something you can do?
Velcro bras.
In that department to help a bloke out.
What are your thoughts, please?
Yeah, well, especially kids today. I mean, jeez.
You know, Mick, I find it repulsive you're even talking about this. Like, because now we've got to visualise you in the dark, fumbling around.
Denise, I find I dress up and I make sure I have a bra on when I do this radio show. But I must say, I am wearing a bra for this show.
Why do you mean you do that? Yeah. What, you pop one on specially for the radio show?
I put makeup on, I brush my hair, and put a bra on for the show. I think
good
that's
work.
Same. Why wouldn't you just go au naturel?
It doesn't matter.
You know what you should do? Take your
top off. I don't want to go au naturel for you guys. It's just not right. I've got to know you a bit better.
Well, you know, I'm going to leave you guessing as to whether I've got a bra on or not. How about
I love that? Denise, another thing thrilled. Well, don't visualise it.
Can I have a guess? I'm visualising it. I'm getting that National Geographic.
I follow you on all sorts of social media. I follow you on Twitter. I follow you on Instagram.
Of course you do.
And I was very, very happy to see that you've recently done a real gig. And this is very big for anybody who works as a comedian in Australia at the moment. It's very hard to get live gigs. What did you do?
Well, gee, do you believe the social media I write?
Of course I do.
You can't do live gigs. It was to get people interested.
This is true. You did a comedy. You're doing comedy shows. Come on.
No, well, it was Reese Nicholson, who is a comedian. Some people may know, with the beautiful red hair.
He does
like a Tonight Show, but it's Zoom. So you're sitting in your house, Zooming. You know, this is the new thing. So it's not live. No, Mick, because get a grip, Mick. We can't go out of our house.
But just so you're aware, I'm not wearing underpants. Anyway, go on. So what were you saying?
But Reese was talking about couples in lockdown, because he and his, you know, versus single people in lockdown. And he was saying, because they're, I think he and his boyfriend are like in their early 30s. So they're...
Sure.
But all their friends who are single have buffed up in lockdown.
Whereas the
couples have just shut the door and ordered more wine.
and got fatter.
My daughter saw this and she just said, without blinking, she said, relationships just make you fat and angry. And I thought, well, you're your mother's daughter. The wisdom.
We've loved talking to you, and almost, I'm so sorry, our time's already up.
I beg.
And by the way, your bra's in the freezer. It's in the freezer. Go and get it. Okay?
Thank you, Denise. Lovely to talk to you on Kennedy Malloy.
And you. See ya.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Look, if you missed Todd Sampson dropping the magic word again, the podcast will be up soon, so you can catch up on
that. It's not the highlight.
But it's happened again. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Now, I'm going to get to some news. We know that Sir David Attenborough has just joined Instagram.
Are we doing royal news? We need an opener.
Oh, you want an opener? All right.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay.
Another royal
Sorry.
Update.
Thank you.
So there is a procedure, and I'm a little bit pro-royal family at the moment.
Sure.
Because I like William a lot.
They seem like good eggs, don't they, largely?
I think William's a good guy, and I think Kate's pretty good.
Andrew. We'll just take Andrew
Let's
out of the mix.
Let's put Andrew to the side and Edwards,
even
you
Prince
know,
Philip, we can give him, we can have
history.
A laugh along with the old
We creep. Can. So I love the fact that David Attenborough visited the royal family, Prince William and his wife and kids, and they watched a preview of his documentary, and it's wonderful. Prince William's a great guy. But David and Sir David came with a gift for Prince George, and it was a fossilised shark tooth.
Yeah.
Now, that is a pretty crazy present and gift for a child to get. And the,
How
the
old
fossil,
was it? How old was that
tooth? Oh, it's 27 million.
Cher wants it back.
It's 23 million to be precise, so it is Cher. So the only problem is...
What?
It's the Maltese government wants it back.
Oh, no.
You know how Britain gets in trouble with stealing stuff? Like they
stole the Museum? There's nothing British in it.
No, you're right.
Let me tell you.
They stole the marbles from Greece. Let's just say maybe this shark's tooth belongs to the government of Malta and they want it back. So
good luck getting it off that evil little twat.
Hey, mate, you can't say
you
that about
know
a kid.
George
no, you've
is
got
evil.
It in for George.
You know.
He'll be king one day, so be careful.
It'll be a reign of terror.
All right, now on the royal family, this is really depressing, I have to tell you. Oh, my God. Prince Harry and Meghan have agreed to be filmed for a fly-on-the-wall reality series.
A Kardashian style.
And I'm going to say yes, it will be Kardashian style, despite the fact that the press releases say it's going to be tasteful. And, there have been so many lovely documentaries about the Queen. And we'll do it so nicely. Oh, my God. This is the only way she's going to get back on camera. And I say it's creepy. And I've never seen Harry look so uncomfortable in the recent things they're doing together. And I think it's terrible.
Correct me
if I'm wrong.
But did they not say they were leaving because they were sick of the publicity and they just wanted to be a private couple?
Please. We don't want to be on camera anymore. Please don't film
us. Alone? Mm. We would like to just be left alone to live our private lives.
Well, and you know what? The outcome of this... Prince Harry will be stripped of his royal title, and that's what insiders are saying. I'm sure he doesn't really mind, but that's an issue.
Of course, I would be a Duke. Dave, you would be a Lord or an Earl. Earl David?
I like it.
And I'm a princess. No, you're a dark prince.
Jane, you're a madam. No. What do you call it? Lady Jane Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, it has a ring to it I quite like.
Lady More with Jane. I'm going to write a song called Lady Jane.
Thank you.
That's
Lady
our royal update.
Jane.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds. Now, you can find the perfect match for your form preferences very easily with the Neds filter form. It's neds.com.au. Ooh,
you got that right, Thank David. You. It is the absolute essential item. As we move into this end part of the year.
Well, it's when everything kicks off, really, isn't it? You've got your football finals, you've got your spring racing carnival coming up.
Heaps going on. If you want to have a bet, you need Neds. And thanks to the IT nerds down at Neds,
they've done a good job.
To you on a platter. You can go out, hit the punt, go mad, and know they've done all the heavy lifting. They've got the legwork out of the way. They've shepherded you like rodeo clowns into the right
it's
position.
It's true.
And left you with options that have just got winner written all over it.
It's so easy to use, Mick. So easy to use. And you've got a range of preferences and you just keep tapping. Yes, no, yes, done.
Until you're happy and you go, I'll sign off on that.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Bang, I'm in. And away you go. Racing, of course, is huge. You could have backed a winner in this race. It's hard to tell, given the heavy fog.
I like hearing these.
That sat in, but I guarantee you, that's how you'd know you'd won. Have a listen to the race caller call this in the fog.
So, the latter stages of the race about to unfold. Can hear the hoofbeats coming. I can hear the crack of whips, but I can't see anything. And they're racing up towards the line. Probably in thick fog. They come deep into the closing stages and the race is over. And I'm afraid I can't tell you what won, what finished second, or whether they all got round.
Well, I can tell you what won. Whatever Neds told you to back,
Correct.
You idiots,
That's
get
true.
On board, get the Neds app, and Go to the Sport of Kings like a king. You are the winner.
Easy to do. All you have to go do is neds.com.au, everybody.
That's it. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Done for another day. Missed the show, including Denise Scott, is always a hilarious. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
If you miss the show, you're an idiot.
Well, some people are doing things.
You're a giant loser.
They can listen to us in the background while they're
How can they? How can you listen to us?
Digital radio. What are you talking about?
How can you listen to it?
Oh, you're adorable.
My Godfather. You are adorable.
You can listen to us on an app. Are we still on an app?
Of course we are.
Yes, we are.
You can stream us online on the
people
app.
People can listen on a tranny. Oh, I like to say that word.
Yeah, you can. You can get us on the podcast, FM radio. We're everywhere.
Oh, you are.
You'll get letters now.
I just said you listen on a tranny at kennedymalloy.com.
Have
you ever just sat down and gone, gee, just thanked something? And I go, I'm just so glad I'm not woke.
Yeah.
How depressing
I'll tell you
a
what,
life.
You are definitely not woke.
I'm with you.
You're the poster boy for not being woke, and I agree.
Oh, God, Lord. Imagine
well, I'll tell you what.
Think about before you, anything you said was, will this offend anyone?
Look out, they're out there.
What kind of filter is that?
I don't know. Hey, tomorrow we're talking to Lee Sales, and I really want to talk to her because Dan Rather, the great journalist, American journalist, has said that her interview with Sarah Huckabee is journalism A+.
Every journalism student should watch that.
So I want to talk to her about
that. That's great praise.
One of the great Australians. John Williamson.
Oh,
and what?
He's talking to us because, I have to get this right, is it 50 years since Old Man Emu was released?
50 years.
Do you remember that song?
Calls it Old Man Emu.
Emu.
That's right.
Let's listen to a bit of Old Man
Emu. Did you say 50 years?
Yes. With an old man emu.
He's
got a beak and feathers and
things in the forest. Like a dick-a-duck. Needs more cowbell.
I think it needs a bit of this. Flying round and
round to keep it 2 feet from the ground. Stop. That's an Australian classic and you have right. You'll be pelted with rocks on the head as you leave the
twice
stadium.
Twice in the last 4 minutes.
Hey, and by the way, True Blue, we just sometimes say we talk about changing the national anthem. Yes. I would put that into the mix.
It's a sweet, sweet song too. I love it. Hey, True
Blue. How much more fun would that be to sing? Don't say
you're gone. Everybody would sing along. Everyone would wave their lighters in the air or their mobile phones.
All right.
Well, Smoko. See, you can't say that anymore. You can't knock off for a Smoko.
You just said the word tranny.
Yeah. Oh.
Sure.
I said to listen to on radio.
Transistor radio. We know exactly what
doesn't matter, mate.
I'm woke. I'm woke.
That's the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.